we get so stuck in the moment in time that we're in that, you know, if we're in a dark place, that's all we can see is mm-hmm. is darkness. And to maybe just take that moment and to zoom out, to look ahead and to even reflect back and see what we can learn from it. And then to realize even in the present, like through the pain, that's opportunity, you know, for strength.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is conversation number 114. We're getting up there. It just sounds like a lot. How cool is it that 114 people have given me their time for free to record a conversation so that I can learn and share that information with you so that you can learn. We can all be inspired together. And today's conversation absolutely epitomizes everything I just said. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a long time. It is with the man, Mr. Dan Luna. He is a former Navy SEER operating at Tier 1 level, and he ended his career in a very unique way, and that was actually his most interesting and favorite part of his career, which I found interesting. So I asked him about that and why that was the case, and he shares that with us. We talked about helping the next generation, why it's so important to help other people while you continue your growth mindset, having a beginner mindset and what that means and how to apply it, and then sharing both your wins and your losses with everyone we've discussed already. Everyone in your life, taking the accumulation of your careers, and it was really interesting, he had a career before the Navy, and taking that career accumulation and sharing it every little bit farther he got in his career, he's able to share more and more information with other people. He's so focused on helping other people, and I love that. Remember, you can find this conversation and all the other contemplations, which are just me. Those are only on audio. You can find all that on christophlewis.com/podcast. You can find yours truly on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. A great way to help this podcast out is to share with a friend that needs to hear it. Without further ado, let's get into it. Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely been looking forward to this for a long time. I know we've talked a little bit on and off via emails and direct messages and everything, and I've just absolutely loved your content, and it's been really inspirational to me, so I've wanted to have you on here, and especially with your background and everything. Like I said, I was just very much looking forward to it. So for the people that don't really know who you are or what you're all about, do you mind just giving a short introduction of who you are?
Yeah, no problem. So originally from Southern California, so grew up there, nothing special, just, you know, kind of describe myself as a knucklehead kid, which right now I have my 15-year-old son sitting next to me. So we're going through
through
the high school years, revisiting those years again. So it's it's interesting now as a 42-year-old man, reflected back on those times.
Yeah.
But lived there, actually worked for the LA County Sheriff's Department for 2 years prior to enlisting in the Navy, enlisted in 99.
I didn't know that. Class very cool.
228. I realized kind of early on that the Sheriff's Department wasn't for me. And I'd been reading a bunch of books and picked up a book on the SEAL teams, and I was like, oh man, this is pretty cool, and looking for a challenge, and always had a mind of service, so it seemed to fit. Joined the Navy, like I said, Buds Class 228, made it through, went to SEAL Team 1, did 10 years at SEAL Team 1, screened and went to development group, did some time there, and then just recently I retired from the Navy this January, where I did my last few years at the Naval Academy just as a instructor, which I which I like to say was actually the highlight of my career. I really enjoyed my time there.
I love that. I think that's really unique, and I want to dive deeper into why that is the highlight of your career, because for the people that do know where you have worked, that is the pinnacle of where you can work in your profession. So I think it's really cool that you ended with that. I think it's really unique. I was kind of telling you what I did before in the Navy. I also worked as they say, a comms guy, as an RTO over there. But on the tail end of my career, I was in a completely different end of the command spectrum. And I initially went into it with a negative mindset, and I regretted going into it like that. It ended up being a great leadership opportunity for me. So I can understand that fully and completely. And I think it's hilarious that you said you were a knucklehead kid in high school and that you have your son right here. I think that's really cool and unique. I think your episode 114, our conversation number 114, I haven't had that, and I think it's just really unique, and it further instills the mindset that you're setting the example for your kids. So that's really special to me. And having a 9-month-old, I'm slowly understanding like how crazy parenting can be. And yeah, that's super inspirational. So, and I didn't know that you were in the sheriff's department for a couple of years before, but it's cool that, you know, obviously I talk about career transitions and you had your own like mini, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to sell it short, but you had this own career transition before you even went in the Navy. So how long did you do in the Navy? Did you say you retired? So did you do 20?
20 years.
Okay. Yeah. That's serious. That's really awesome. I did want to like sidetrack real quick, and there was this Instagram post that I saw that you posted the other day, and it says mistakes can bring about deeper reflection, which leads to new actions to create new results. And I think like your career is just, you know, creating new actions to get new results, from the sheriff's department to being a SEAL to climbing that ladder to the tip top. And then again, how you said at the end when you're a leadership position. So I want to kind of dive into that last part that you said. What made it so unique, that experience that you had before you retired out of the service after your entire career?
So I'm real big on forward movement. So part of that forward movement for me, how it looks for me, is as I move forward in my life, I'm constantly looking at how can I bring everything that I have? How can I bring my past, my skills, my ability, my mindset? How can I bring all of that into what I'm doing? And so answering that question in a totally different environment at the Naval Academy showed up very differently. And I felt, while I was there working with the mids, and I love the midshipmen, and it was almost, and sometimes I share this with them, I'd use them as my therapy. So as I was transitioning, and like it was, I felt like an alien on another planet when I first got to that campus.
I bet.
And it was painful. And I called Dev Group after I'd been there a few months. I was like, hey, will you guys take me back? Like, this is.
Oh, man. That's serious. Yeah. that's a tough transition.
It was real tough. It was going, you know, from real loose, almost like the far end of the spectrum as far as being in a military environment, you know, with operations, and to go from that, and I was shaving, then I moved to the Naval Academy and I was shaving twice a day, and I had to Google how to look up how to wear my uniform.
So, hilarious.
Yeah, it was an experience. But anyways, I felt like I had done everything that I had done in my career was for that moment in time to really help the next generation and to share, you know, not just not wins, but losses. And I think we learn so much from losses because they're so emotional, you know, whether that's on the battlefield or for me right now, you know, as a parent. You know, one of those parenting things, you know, one reason why I have my son sit next to me is for so many years, the family was excluded, you know, and the team specifically have gotten a lot better as far as including the family. But, you know, my kids knew me as this guy that would be gone for a long time and then come home every now and then and, you know, kind of like to be left alone or, you know, slept on the couch or, you know, so right now I'm just working to rebuild some of those relationships and spend time with the kids. And, you know, it's a lot on the family, both for them and for me as well, rebuilding those relationships and seeing what next looks like.
And I love that you said you're helping the next gen, because I'm massive on helping other people, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And I love having somebody that subscribes to a growth mindset themselves. But I always want to point out that even during your evolution of self, you can help other people. It's not just something you pursue alone. Like, that's why I love this podcast, is because I'm able to grow by asking you these questions. All these guests I've had, like, I mean, how cool is it that I've been able to have over 100 people on here that I get to ask questions, and then I get to share those questions by recording them and sharing the episodes through that. So to me, that's really special, to help pay it forward. That's something I'm always looking to do. Whenever somebody asks me for advice, not only am I immediately humbled by somebody asking, but I always say, you know, pay it forward, help other people. And it's so cool that you can take everything from the sheriff's office through all the way through your extensive and long and very premier career in the Navy, and then be able to apply that to like the tail end. Like, I think it's so cool, because you've kind of said a couple times you've taken all of this experience, and then just at the end it's just like boom, like how lucky and how cool are, you know, is it for them to be able to get all that experience. And it is pretty funny, because I can kind of, you know, I had a slight taste of how it was at the command for a little bit, and to go from one to another is a massive shift. So that totally resonates with me. And I know it can be tough. And again, talk about career transitions. And I've had a lot of people that have gone to that command or similar commands and tried to integrate in maybe other commands or even into the civilian life. And it's just a different caliber, a different type of people. And it's not that you're working with lesser people or bad people. It's just a different mentality, a different way of life. And I think, like I always say, like how you think is how you feel. And at first, when I got to my new command, I was not thinking in a positive way at all. So again, I want to reiterate that Dan here has said when he got to this other command that he was able to teach the next generation and show this accumulation of all this experience. Because as you said, again, you were gone over and over again, and that life is very rigorous, and it's at times it never lets up, and you're home very, very seldom. So to be able to come home and experience that with your family and then teach other people and then set the example for your family as you are now, super special. So now, and obviously you're out and you're doing leadership coach stuff. So I did want to know a little bit more about the Team 3LX that you're doing as well. And why did you start that? And like, how did you get into that? And then maybe you can throw a little bit of like, how was your transition in to the civilian sector, the civilian world, from everything we just talked about? Let's talk about the transition first.
So one thing I like saying is beginner's mindset. So even for me, going to the Naval Academy or whatever that, wherever that transfer happens, is having that beginner's mindset. And that's not saying, hey, I don't know anything. It's just saying, hey, I'm here. Maybe just a different way to say growth mindset.
Sure.
I like saying beginner, because it reminds me to stay humble. Like, hey, you're learning. So even as I transition, so as I retired and I transitioned, I was very fortunate. I ended up getting picked up from a boutique business consulting firm in Boston called MFA. And they were great. It was probably the most ideal transition that a vet could have as far as transitioning into corporate America. So to have a company that opened up their arms, that was really good. And I went in there with that beginner mindset. And I'm big on universals. So looking at those universals and those transferable formulas. So everything that we've learned from the military, hey, how does that apply in this sector? So it's transitioning or translating the language from one realm to the other one. And there's so many books, and you know, I think that's why both civilian and military, you know, read so many different books across the industries, because there is so much to learn, because those major principles apply. So for me, having that beginner mindset going into corporate, it was just transition. So as I understood it, I would say, oh, there are competition, or hey, that's, you know, that's our IO campaign, or doing psychological operations, that's sure. Marketing, you know. So I would say things out loud to myself just so I can translate. And I had great mentors there. Mm-hmm. While I was there, I realized that I wanted to reach more people and to also include a product. So mm-hmm. I left. They still support me in my endeavors, which I'm very grateful for. So I started 3LX. So LX is the Roman numeral for 60. So it's this 360, this holistic approach to leadership. I think so many people share, and there's no morality. I don't put a morality on this, good or bad. It just is. So many people share their personal recipe for something. You know, hey, if you want to be a good leader, this is the recipe that you need to do from lessons I've learned. You know, so there's a lot of consultants out there, a lot of people who used to be former something, and that's what they share. They share their personal recipes. Or you have academics that study whatever their academic niche is, and they study, hey, the research that we've done, hey, research shows, this is the information that's out there. So what I'm trying to do now is actually close the gap. So I'm working on a leadership product right now. So it's a guided journal, and it's combining both academics, consulting, and coaching. The distinction between coaching and consulting is I'm the SME and I'm sharing information with you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has to do in the time domain of the present. Mm-hmm. Coaching is a lot of collaboration with you and actually pulling information. Who better to have the information and the insight than you? It exists inside of you. I'm just going to partner with you and help you pull this information out. And most of the time domain that we'll spend in is actually the future.
Okay. Interesting. That's really cool. I wanted to go back to the beginning and talk about the beginner's mindset. And what, as you were saying that, I was kind of thinking about, specifically in my military career, was when I first saw this. I would either get a promotion or I would get a new role, and I would kind of be upset because I was like, just as I started to become the SME, you know, the subject matter expert, or just as I started getting good at something, they promoted me. Or, you know, like, it was good and bad at the same time. And I was like, oh my God, like, I wish that I could just be good at something for a long time. And before that, it's just like, they rip it out from under me. And it was a long time. It was maybe 5 or 6 years later. Probably 5 years later that I realized that, though that was a good thing, that means I kept on in the pursuit of something better for myself. Of course, you know, any synonym for the growth mindset, I'm always wanting something better for myself. So I do love that you brought that up. And I think it's a very good thing to have that mindset. And you also said humility with that. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I learned at that command specifically, was humility and all the universal stuff. Seeing how one relates to another is really important as well. And it's real cool how you were saying things out loud to yourself as well, because sometimes when you just keep them inside your head, even though you're saying them in your head, they ring differently. So when you say them out, like, I'm a huge advocate of writing things down, and even more so, I've encouraged people to, like, this podcast for me, I have to articulate myself out loud. It's a lot different than saying something in my head than saying something to you, because a million times I'll have a conversation and I'm like, oh, I was going to say the most perfect thing to this guy or girl. And then by the time it comes out of my head and it comes to them, I'm like, that's not at all what I thought. So it forces this articulation. And I think that helps better my thoughts and helps me become more well-rounded. And I love the team name. That's super cool that you said that, 360. So that's very cool. And I did think you mentioned you had good mentors in there. Did those mentors come into your life organically, or were those people that you sought out yourself?
So I'm big into having mentors. I think everyone should have mentors. And sometimes people, at least for me, I've found that people think that one person should be able to fulfill everything that they're looking to achieve. And even now as a father, I don't even like that. Like, for my son to look at me and to say, hey, everything that I'm going to be as a man is on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, think about, like, that's not,
yeah,
that's unfair. And that to have a single point of failure. And that's where the tribe comes in. That's where that extended family comes in. That's where, you know, for us, other men come in. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if I'm the only example, you know, I pray for my son every day then. Right. 'Cause I still, yeah, I still make mistakes and, yeah, I still fail.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where, hey, other positive male role models come in to fill those gaps or those deficiencies that I have. So for me, I've always looked at mentors in specific niches. You know, hey, who is my warrior mentor? Hey, who's my, so I have warrior mentors, some senior enlisted folks from the teams, actually some folks who have never served in the military, I still consider warrior mentors. I share with people that you don't have to be a soldier to be a warrior, right? So it's it's a mindset. And I have academic mentors. I have a pastor who married me. He's my religious mentor, if you will, if we're just putting things in categories. So I look to have people that essentially I admire, and I like to have it happen organically, not necessarily a formal ask, but where it just happens naturally as a relationship over time. I have felt kind of weird if somebody says it formally to me as a request, vice just like, hey, let's spend time together and see how this works out. So that's just how I've looked at mentors.
Yeah, I've seen similar things out there as well. And again, speaking from personal experience, it is kind of awkward to be like, hey, can you mentor me? And I've actually tried that, and it was super weird and super awkward. But I do love the organic relationships, because it's kind of like everything before you go into this quote unquote mentorship is that relationship building, which is abundantly important. So you're kind of like any relationship, whether it be with a spouse, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, or somebody, you're kind of feeling each other out, and you're, you know, you as the mentor and as the mentee are kind of feeling each other out. Do I want to mentor this person? Do I want to be mentored by this person? So I think it's kind of cool. And then that organically evolves into something else. And then before you know it, you are being mentored by that person. I think it's really important that you said you had a tribe and you have other men as role models for your son. I think that's a very humble thing to say, a very good thing to say. That's really special that you did say that. I think it's very important to have different opinions, because I want to, and actually for everybody listening specifically, I'm speaking to you as well on this one too, because I highly encourage everybody. I think it would be ludicrous to think that everybody would agree with everything I said in this podcast and the contemplation episodes that I do by myself as well. I highly encourage you to maybe disagree, but to be able, again, we were speaking about articulation and understanding why we're having the thoughts that we're having and saying them out loud. But I encourage you to say them out loud to me in a way that's not attacking somebody, because it's such a healthy way to be able to kind of mentally exercise, in a sense, like, why do we feel the way we do? And I love being able to speak to people that I'm able to do that with. I can think of one friend right now. We are on totally opposite ends when it comes to politics, and we're still able to have a very cordial conversation on literally anything under the sun, because we respect that. I wanted to make note of that. And then the last thing that I really liked that you said was essentially like having niche mentors. You identify people that are very good at certain things. You throughout that organic conversation, the organic relationship building, and then kind of hone down on certain skills like that. It kind of reminds me of things that I've learned in my past of people say, you don't, and again, this is a classic example. You don't have to agree with everything I say, but sometimes people will be like, well, I want to be a jack of all trades. And then other people, like especially in business, will be like, well, if you want to make money, you got to niche down. Personally, I think it's cool, and I think it's special that you found mentors in that quote-unquote niche, and you're able to harness them for what their strengths are and utilize strengths from different mentors. I think that's incredibly special, and I appreciate you sharing all that.
Yeah, of course. It's and I really look at it as a blessing too, you know, a blessing by just where I ended up, both in the military and in the civilian sector. And I think having that beginner mindset and opening up with like, hey, I'm learning. I tell people right off, like, hey, I'm still learning. You know, I'm in a startup right now. Even today I was talking to a gentleman. He was doing some work at my house, and he was looking at my table, which is complete chaos right now, and doing the final edits. And we started talking, and he had, you know, $50 million business that he sold. And so we started talking business, and I was just like, hey, here's my idea. what are your thoughts? You know, what have you learned? So just having that beginner's mindset and being humble enough and not trying to, you know, prove that, hey, I used to be this guy and so I know everything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a terrible mindset is to say to yourself, I know everything, so I'm not going to ask for help. Those are two separate things. I want people to identify that as well. It's very important to not be a know-it-all and think that nobody else can help you, but separate from that, knowing that it's okay to ask for help. It's been something that I've been pushing a lot with the emotional intelligence arena, being able to ask people for help, because a lot of people think, this is a bad, who was I talking to? It doesn't matter necessarily, but they're saying it was really help. They're trying to identify a friend that had a lot of mental issues coming back from deployments, and he didn't want to ask for help, but when he asked for help, it opened up a new world for that person. So these are all very great points, and I do really like that. But we've talked about a lot of things, a lot of leadership, and I wanted to say earlier, you said you sharing both your wins and your losses, but throughout all everything we've experienced, and I'm sure there's going to be more than one way to answer this question, but has there been anything that's really stood out to you in your life or your career? And now I'm saying like a couple different careers, you know, pre-military, post-military, during the military. Was there something that stood out, an interesting obstacle or a life lesson that you learned that you apply?
Oh man.
It's probably so many things.
Yeah.
It's almost not right for me to ask that question.
I'm trying to narrow it down. I think really just zooming out and trying to look at the big picture. We get so stuck in the moment in time that we're in that, you know, if we're in a dark place, that's all we can see is, mm-hmm. is darkness, and to maybe just take that moment and to zoom out and to look ahead and to even reflect back and see what we can learn from it. And then to realize even in the present, like through the pain, that's opportunity, you know, for strength. Mm-hmm. So it's like sitting down on the bench and pushing weight or working out. And when you're in it, you're like, oh, and you're really grinding. You're like, man, you're working the body and the mind at that same time. So when you're in those rough patches, to just look at it and be like, hey, this is where true character mm-hmm. comes out, you know, and you see, you know, for me, screening and selecting midshipmen to go to BUDS and to be overseas and to go through a lot of training, to see true character come out through pressure, you know? And that's where you see it. So to just recognize, hey, I'm being tested. What is that character? What's coming out? And to really notice it mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. to see yeah. and to examine yourself, you know? So even to this day, you know, I'm a leadership coach and consultant, and I'm putting a lot of stuff together, and I'll go through the day and I'll notice a lot of things about me. So it's a work in progress. And, you know, for some of us, there's a lot more work than others. and I'm okay saying that out loud.
Yeah, me too, man. It's like the more work I uncover, the more work I realize I need to work on. Like, it's this like tongue twister of like things I notice about myself. The more I work on myself, the more I realize I got to work on myself. And I love that you said that whole darkness bit about realizing that it could be a good thing. And I know that it's so hard to realize that it's a good thing or that you're going to learn something when you're going through it, as we've all gone through our fair share of really tough times. And it's so hard to live in the present, as they say, and see, like, let's pull back, like you said, like a little bit, pull back a little bit and be like, well, what's actually going on here? What can I learn from this? And it's usually a lot later. And when we can look back in retrospect and be like, wow, that was a serious learning lesson. But having said that, I think, like you said, you can work on it. You can practice that. And when you do that more and more in the moment, I think and I know that you get better and better at that in the moment. And then for all the times, the dark times and the light times, because a lot of the light times we just let pass by. And I just, again, speaking of my daughter, like, I am learning very quickly to appreciate those times because she changes on a daily basis, and it's just hilarious to me, and it's so sad to me at the same time because she's growing up so quick, and I know that I have to, regardless of the good days and the bad days, I have to do my best to live in the day and then to see what I can pull from that. And sometimes maybe there's not any information I can pull from it, but a lot of times there is, especially when it's dark. That's what definitely helps us grow. Before we do get out of here, unfortunately our time has come to a conclusion, but I wanted to make sure that everybody could find you and your company. What's the best way? Websites, Instagram, anything like that?
I'm kind of nerd. I love Instagram.
Me too, Dan. Me feel, too, man.
I feel funny saying that out loud. As
you can tell
my
me,
age, but
it's a powerful tool.
Yeah, like I have to. I'm like, all right, get off Instagram. And like scold myself for
that's hilarious.
About it. Oh yeah, I'm still learning how to do stuff, and sure. I don't feel like an old man, but when I'm trying to like mess around with technology, I definitely. So the best way honestly is just Instagram. I'm at I think dan.p.luna, and my company has an Instagram, team3lx as well. It's still a startup. My product should be out in about 4 months, so still have a lot, like I'm in it trying to get business up and going, doing services right now. So leadership consulting and coaching. I'll do some talks every now and then. I have a pretty awesome CEO, Justin Douglas, that I'm working for right now. So he's actually turned into a business mentor for me. Okay. as I'm working with this company. So just been real blessed and real, real grateful for that.
Yeah, thanks. And you guys will be able to check out all of those resources in the show notes. All right, Dan, like I said, thank you so much for your time. It was a wealth of information. I'm so glad to be able to dive into all these stages and mindsets that we did and all these phenomenal stories. And there's a lot of good stuff to take away here. And I'm really excited to actually go back through and edit it and listen to it all over again. So have a great rest of your night.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.